राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जयो राधा गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरी वरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्ल गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरी वरधारी जय यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जानरञ्जना यशोदन यशोदनन्दना यमुनतीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जयो राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतभि चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। संवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 31 टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। दयाय सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रिया उपशांताय च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। दयाय सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्ताय च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। दयाय सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्ताय च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। दयाय सर्वभूतेषु तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। दयाय सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्ताय च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। दयाय सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्ताय च तुष्यति आशु जनार्दन। माताजी, दयाय सर्वभूतेषु संतुष्ट्या येन केन वा सर्वेन्द्रियोपशान्ताय च पश्यति आशु जनार्दन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। बाय शोइंग मर्सी टू ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, बीइंग सैटिस्फाइड समहाउ और अदर एंड कंट्रोलिंग द सेंसेस फ्रॉम सेंस एंजॉयमेंट, वन कैन वेरी क्विकली सैटिस्फाई द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एट जनार्दन। पर्पट, these are some of the ways in which the supreme personality of Godhead can be satisfied by the devotee. The first item mentioned is dayaya sarva bhuteshu, showing mercy to all conditioned souls. The best way to show mercy is to spread Krishna consciousness. The entire world is suffering for want of this knowledge. People should know that the supreme personality of Godhead is the original cause of everything. Knowing this, everyone should directly engage in his devotion service. Those who are actually learned, advanced in spiritual understanding, should preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, so that people may take to it and make their life successful. The word sarvabhuteshu is significant because it applies not only to human beings but to all the living entities appearing in the 8,400,000 species of life. The devotee can do good not only to humanity but to all living entities as well. Everyone can benefit spiritually by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna is sounded, even the trees, animals and insects benefit. Thus, when one chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly, he actually shows mercy to all living entities. To spread the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, the devotees should be satisfied in all conditions. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vidyate swarga pavarga narkeshu apitulyartha darshina. It does not matter to the pure devotee if he has to go to hell to preach. The Supreme Lord lives in the heart of a hog, although the Lord is in the Vaikuntha. Even while preaching in hell, a pure devotee remains a pure devotee by his constant association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To attain this state, one has to control his senses. The senses are automatically controlled when one's mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport and showing his compassion for preaching to the world. Interestingly, he is telling to preach to the animals and trees also by loudly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Otherwise, people invent different ways to protect animals and to save and serve animals in different ways. But he's addressing the root cause. If you pluck out the root only, the plant dies. The weeds are so many there, we pluck out every day. So if you pluck out the plant, it dies. So that's why the root of material existence is plucking out, so that they don't have to come back only here. That's why Prabhupada many times used to say, the main problem for the living entities is that they don't have a desire to go back also. They're having forgetful nature and they're not having any strong desire to go back home, back to Godhead. That is the main cause. They want to stay here only. And Srila Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning in one of the lecture that how envy is the root cause of a person because of which he is staying here for a long time. Envy to other devotees, envy to the Supreme Lord, envy to the pure devotees. Because of this nonsense social media culture, people are not even able to recognize the platform of a pure devotee. They are going up to such extremes that they are blaspheming nowadays the pure devotees also. It never happened in the history that Prabhupada was criticized for his work. But some pseudo-transcendentalists, pseudo-practitioners of different paths, they are now having guts because of this social media that they are. Recently one video which was circulated in our group, and Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj told that how it was so abusive. Can you imagine such a work of writing so many scriptures and in translating into English language? Even if with the advancement of such a technology nowadays, nobody is taking such a task to translate so many books into... So many other books are also there. Puranas are there, Vedas are there. But nobody is taking up that task to translate such books. Like I was reading when Prabhupada was traveling in Jaipur. That time Juhu case was also happening and Prabhupada was traveling to different places. He went to Ahmedabad and did Pandal program. He went to Hyderabad and did Pandal program. Then he visited Jaipur also. Why he... Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Bhagwan Ki Jai. So he was visiting different places, and if we go to Jaipur, what we will do? We'll try to catch glimpse of Radha Govind Dev Ji. We'll try to attend morning program there. the Sundar Darshanarti in that temple. But Prabhupada said, my main service to my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is to translate books. So he kept his schedule like that only. Although he writes in his books that Jaipur temple is famous for its culture, how the kings there have preserved the culture, and still it's going on. So many people come to take darshan, but Prabhupada didn't wait. Prabhupada said, my service to my spiritual master is the more important. So that's what we have in hand. All the hard work which has been done by our great acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, that we are relishing now, or now we have to focus also to relish. Because so many distractions have come up now, that it's like we are not able to. Nectar is there, the sweet rice is there, but the hands are not going towards the sweet rice, because so many other distractions have come, which has distracted us from that nectar, to read these pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anand Prem Prabhu recently circulated one picture also, that how in Christian religion they are distributing so many. You saw that picture? So many Bibles have been distributed. Prabhupada big books, every year we project some scores that we have distributed. But still, so much humanity is there. So many people are there who are not aware of these books. The kind of effort which has been put up by Srila Prabhupada. So it's all hard work of our previous acharyas. I was listening at how on the day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, recently we celebrated. On that day, there was a disappearance day of Gaur Govind Maharaj also. He left his body in Mayapur. He left his body on the same day in Mayapur. And you know how he left? Just chanting. He was giving lecture, I think, that time. Bhagavatam lecture, and he just chanted Gopal, and he just left his body. Great souls have passed away like this. So I was just hearing that lecture, that how it's all hard work of our previous acharyas. This all temples and everything, properties of ISKCON and Gaudiya Math. In the initial days, only Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was sitting in Navadvip and chanting his 1 billion names of Harinam, 1 billion holy names. He was sitting alone and chanting there. Nobody was coming there, and all the previous acharyas were. He was able to visualize all the previous acharyas instructing him that you go and preach. But he said, "I don't have any manpower. I don't have any finance background. I don't have any people to take care of it. How it will go on?" But it was like all the previous acharyas empowered him and told him that you go ahead, we'll supply everything, we'll provide everything, and you go ahead and preach about the glories of the holy name. So just to revise this chapter, three beautiful principles have been highlighted in this verse. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu. First thing, dayaya sarva bhuteshu. Prabhupada said, these are the sum of the ways in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be satisfied by the devotee. I remember a similar kind of verse in the first canto, where Parikshit Maharaj is praying. Punascha bhuyad bhagavati ananta ratim prasanga chatadashareshu Mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitri sarvastastu namo divijibhya. So there also, when I was reading that verse and memorizing that, there are also three principles which are mentioned in that verse also. Punascha bhuyat bhagavati ananta. If I get a chance to take birth again, this is the biggest illusion of our. Like in India, it's very famous. When you start preaching, people think mukti is the highest thing. Like Prabhupada said, no, if you scratch someone, you will find a Mayavadi. So in India, the entire India, if you start preaching, they think mukti is the highest thing. But when you come to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti is rejected everywhere. In this purport also, na, Prabhupada says, Narayana para sarve nakutaschana vidyate swarga apavarga narkeshu. All three places are mentioned. Swarga, apavarga and narkeshu. Apitulya artha darshanam are considered equal by a pure devotee. For a pure devotee. For him, it's all equal. Apitulya artha darshanam. These are the prayers of Asura, Vritrasur, who was praying like this. And Chitraketu Maharaj also played in a similar, what was the verse? Narayana Parayana. He said, I can go anywhere. When Parvati Devi cursed him, he said, no worries, I can go anywhere. Similar is the case of Jad Bharat. How he became a deer, but the consciousness was so clear. In the form of a deer also, the consciousness was so clear, and in just after some time, he again got a body of Jad Bharat. So that's how, if you don't read Srimad Bhagavatam and the verses and the concepts of Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole religion system of entire India will be like different only for different conceptions. So here it is said, Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu Santushta Yena Kenava Sarva Indriya Upashantaya Cha Tushyati Ashu Janardana. If we take up this verse only, many of the so-called paths of other religions will be rejected. Sarva Indriya Upashantaya Cha. Control your senses. So many things will be rejected. Osho will be the first one to be rejected. Sarva Indriya Upashantaya Cha. So many, we recently went to, Abhimanyu Pran Prabhu and myself went to, we go many times for advanced parties, Prabhuji also goes. You must have experienced that it's very hard to find a place just to eat where onion garlic is not used. Here we eat so commonly. Na. When we come to the home, or Govardhan Eco Village, we find, oh, so relaxing. Abhi kush prasad ka rehne ka tension nahi hai. And as soon as you go out, whether you go to Tirupati, whether you go to Dwarka, the place where Krishna ruled, the entire city, you will find no one cooking without onion garlic. So hard. Sarva indriya upashantaye. Just to control the senses is so difficult. And recently we went to Varanasi. There was a big mutt where Modi has come, Yogi has come. But if you ask, can we get some food? Oh, we put onion garlic. Because without that, how people will eat? So many people are coming. But in our temples like Mayapur, Vrindavan, if you go there, thousands of people are eating. But all the principles are being followed. That's why Gaudiya Dham or Vaishnav Dham, although Dwarka is also Vaishnav Dham, so many temples of Lord Krishna are there, Lord Ram is there. Ayodhya we went, we got. In Ayodhya we got sufficient facility to eat and stay. But those who are not having Vaishnav culture in those dhams also, this principle is not like fully practiced. Prayagraj, full of non-veg shops. It's a Prayagraj, Triveni Sangam, but all the shops are filled with non-veg and everything. Sarva Indriya Upashantaya Cha Tushyati Ashu Janardana. As Kunti Maharani prays that Krishna is the property of Akinchana. Amo Akinchana Vittaya Nivritta Gunavrittaya. So he is the property of those who, his name is also here mentioned as Janardana. Ardana means suffering of living entities, Janas. So he relieves the suffering of all the living entities. And Prabhupada mentions how he relieves. If he practices these three principles, and in this Kali Yuga, chant Hare Krishna. Here Prabhupada mentions that we should chant loudly so that other living entities like trees, animals are benefited. So are you reminded of any pastime which highlight this incident of chanting loudly so that trees and... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, Jharikhand, another thing. That how these living entities will be purified, because loud Sankirtan of holy name, these living entities will be purified. So many people will say, why you are chanting loudly? Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur used to walk early morning every day. Prabhupada also took that from Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that he used to walk and do morning kathas. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to walk with his disciples every day morning, and some of his disciples, and he used to speak Krishna katha. And one of the person every day used to meet him and tell, why you shout so loudly in your lectures? Why there is a need of shouting like this? Can't you speak so, why don't you shout so loudly? So every day Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to be like, he used to come and criticize and say some words like this. And one day, and all these disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to think, tomorrow if you catch him, I will beat him. If I again see him, I will beat him. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, don't do anything, let it be. So every day he used to come. One day he was not there. So Srila Prabhupada asked, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked, where is he? He passed away. All the disciples laughed and said, he passed away. They were happy that criticizer has passed away. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put his head down and said, oh, the soul who was letting me off my false ego has passed away. Because he said the biggest reason why I am here in this world, because of the envy to the Supreme Lord, because of the false ego of the heart, and he was helping me to get off my false ego, but he has passed away. So Bhaktivinoda saw that personality like that. Radhanath Maharaj always tells in his lecture, Trinad api suni chena taror api sahishnam amanina manadena kirtane sadahari. Very difficult to practice, but very essential to be practiced. It's very, I personally admit that it's not so easy for me to practice every day this principle of Trinad api suni chena. But it's very essential. As long as you practice devotional life, keep continuing, we have to come to this conclusion. It's very essential to be practiced. If you don't practice, somehow or other, some things will attract us. Or if you have a natural sabhav like that, if you have natural sabhav only to be humble, very nice. Lord has empowered you, or Lord has given you that sabhav only, to be naturally humble. But if a person is not humble by nature, and he tries to boss over, it's very difficult for him to stay longer in Krishna consciousness. He might stay for some time, but for longer, it's very difficult for him to stay if that principle is not followed. So that's what the Bhagavatam highlights again and again in all the pastimes. Wherever devotees were cursed, wherever people were like objected, like in the case of Daksh Prajapati's yagya going on. So there also Lord Shiva was sitting, and so much criticism was coming. He could have reverted back immediately. All the Daksha Yagya would have finished there only. But because of this principle of humility and self-absorption, he didn't rebuke back. And when he went back, his followers did. Because followers will always see that their master should not be like criticized like this. This is the principle Vaishnava follows, that he will take all the blasphemy towards himself, but he will not take blasphemy towards his master. So Radhanath Maharaj says, be lenient to others, be strict to yourself and lenient to others. We should be always strict to ourselves, whatever practice. So in this way, this is mostly highlighted in all the pages of Bhagavatam, that how whenever circumstances are such that a person is criticized, he doesn't rebuke back because of this principle of practicing absorption and humility in his heart. The same thing has been mentioned in this purport also. So in Parikshit Maharaj case also, there he was saying that Punascha Bhuyad Bhagavati Ananta Ratim Prasanga Chatada Ashreshu. That if I get a chance again, in his humility he was saying that although the pure devotee doesn't get chance again, he is just guided by the will of the Supreme Lord. Wherever Lord will tell him to take birth, he will take birth there. So like here Prabhupada in this purport is mentioning about that a person can go to the hell also and preach. Who is the person who is situated in hell and preaching? The greatest of Mahal Mahajan is Yamaraj ji. He's sitting there and preaching. Somehow he got one time a chance to come back in this material world as Vidura. He got cursed and he came as Vidura to have a holiday. What was the kind of a holiday he wanted? To have Krishna Katha. But before the holiday started, it was going on politics. Politics was going on in the camp of Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. So he was stuck up there and all the politics was going on. But when Duryodhana criticized Vidura, then the verse comes here, Saesha dosha purushant vidaste swayam dhanur dvari nidhayamanam. He kept the bow on the door. Anybody knows why he kept that bow there and went? Wo apna dhanush wahan chhod ke kyun gaye, Vidur ji? He never used only. Earlier also he never used. What was the use of keeping now? What was the, why it was, what is the sign behind keeping that bow? Anybody knows? Yeah, lost his blessing. Thank you for the answer. Anyone else would like to comment on this? Why he kept the bow? No. What is the use of this? Srila Vaishwanath Chakir Thakur writes, you think that I am belonging to the Pandava party? You are thinking that I am always favoring them? Here is my bow. I will never fight from the Pandava side also. Be assured that I will not fight from Pandava's side. You will not be worried about me. I was just giving a good advice to you. If you want to take the good advice. Here is my bow which was given by you. I will not use the bow from against you. I will not take part in the battle from the Pandava side. That's why I am keeping the bow here. So all the blessings were coming in the form of instructions which were given by Vidura. Prabhupada writes there are two nitis very famous nowadays. One, Prabhupada writes many times that niti also, Chanakya niti. Chanakya niti he writes very oftenly in his books. Another thing is, Yam Vaidurya Kam Pravishanti. People call it as Vidur Niti. So he was stuck up there and he was like, he came for a holiday to hear Krishna Katha, but Yamaraj ji came so that he gets some time to hear Krishna Katha, but he was stuck up in the politics. So immediately when this incident happened, when this incident of criticizing him happened, he kept the bow and went. And there, Srila Sukhdev Goswami says, Gam Pariyatan Tushtamana, and considering it as Urumanayana, considering it as the will of the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada writes there are two kinds of energies which work. One is Mahamaya, another is Yogamaya. Mahamaya was acting on Duryodhan, that he was bewildered and was not able to get this fact that this person is a pure devotee of the Lord and is giving a good advice to us for saving our entire generation. Because of the covering of Mahamaya, he was not able to understand. Another Maya was acting on Vidurji, which was Yog Maya. Uru Maanayana, considering it as the will of the Supreme Lord. I came for this purpose only, to the planet Earth. I was cursed and came here just to get some time to hear Krishna Katha. But I was stuck up in the politics, but now the Lord's energy is giving me this chance so that I can go out and hear something. Immediately he went. Another thing which comes there is, he directly didn't went to Krishna. Krishna was personally present in that time when Vidurji was like banished from the kingdom. So Krishna was personally present at that time. But he took a detour and he went to all the holy places. And he went for a pilgrimage to all the places. And he writes there, I saw so many Vishnu temples and everywhere Lord's worship was going on. So can somebody answer? If Krishna is personally present And Vidurji has come there to take association of devotees and hear from them. Why he didn't went to Krishna directly? बोलते ना नमक खाया था पॉलिटिक्स का नमक खाया था तो ही सेम प्रिंसिपल दैट ही कंसीडर्ड हिमसेल्फ अनक्वालिफाइड टू बी प्रेजेंट इन फ्रंट ऑफ कृष्णा ही थॉट लेट मी जस्ट विजिट फॉर डिफरेंट डिफरेंट पिलग्रिमेज प्लेसेस एंड ही विजिटेड ऑल द विष्णु टेम्पल्स सो पीपल से अरे विष्णु मंदिर और कृष्ण मंदिर तो अभी बने हैं विदुर जी इज विजिटिंग 5000 ईयर्स बैक And everywhere he is seeing Vishnu temples and flags, and everywhere he is seeing gorgeous worship happening. Kunds are there where he can take bath, and serving of Lord is happening very nicely. So this was all happening very nicely at that time when Vidurji was visiting. So he considered that I'm not so qualified and not so purified to go in front of Krishna directly, because I was in association of people. Duryodhana and Dushasana and all these people of Kurus. Although it is also mentioned, Prabhupada writes there that home of the Pandavas and the Kurus was such that Vidura, that Krishna always considered as Atmasat, like his own home. Like Krishna enters into home of Nanda and Yashoda and Whenever Krishna used to enter the homes of Kurus and Pandavas, he used to consider it, this is my home only. Pandavas are my dear friends and devotees. So it's okay for me to considering this as my home. And home of Vidura was also there. And the famous pastime is there that how Vidurani fed those leaves of banana. So when the home was so purified, And we have read in the scriptures that wherever Krishna goes, it's like Vrindavan only. So Prabhupada writes, it was like Vrindavan, the home of the Pandavas and the Kurus. But still, because of having this humble nature of Vidura, he considered, although my home Krishna visited because of his mercy, Krishna visited my home, but I should not consider that I'm so qualified being in association of these people that I can go and directly see Krishna. So he considered himself to get some purification, to visit all the temples. And while he was touring everywhere, he visited that place also. And he came to know that all the pastime has been closed now. The war has taken place. All the people are dead. Sometimes this misconception is also there. So many people died in Kurukshetra war. Why couldn't Krishna or Supreme Lord could have restricted this war? He was the Supreme Lord. Doesn't he have this power to stop that war? So there Shukdev Goswami clearly mentions, Tathev cha anye naraloka veera ya ahave Krishna mukhar vindam netre pibanto nayana abhiramam Parthastuputa Padma Purasya. This verse was very beautiful when I read, and Radhishampru also, when he was here in Vidyapit, he said, if somebody has this conception that so many people died in that Kurukshetra war, just imagine if a yogi is practicing his Ashtanga Yoga for lakhs of years, what is the goal of that yogi? Just to see Paramatma in the heart. And here, they were able to see Krishna in front of them, who is the source of Paramatma and Mahavishnu. So Krishna was personally present. Imagine a war is going, Krishna is standing here and a whole party of Kurus are here. Kurus were having more fortune to see Krishna on the chariot, even than the Pandava army. Because they were facing towards the Kuru army, they were not able to see, they have to see Krishna like that. But the Kuru dynasty have to see just front in like that. So such fortune was there for Kuru people also, all the Kuru army. So Tathev Channe Naraloka Veera, those who have considered themselves as the great warriors in this whole world, they all assembled there. And actually when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam, He could have gone to that place and killed one person. He could have gone to that place and killed one person. That place, one person. One king. By his trick, he brought all of them one at one place. By the trick of Kurukshetra war, he brought all of the people at one place. And just, and he told Arjuna also, you don't have to worry, I've already killed them. That was my plan only, to bring all of these people and kill them here. We want to take the credit, take the credit. Nimitta matram bhava sabve sachi. Take the credit, but I have already killed them. That was the plan by which, because of which I came to this world. Vinashaya tajushkritam. So I could have gone to that place and killed. Like we know, in Kurukshetra war, people came from everywhere. Every state, every, if the war is happening, and if a Kshatriya is there, and Kshatriyas are such people that they can't stay at home, if some major war is happening, they will have to take sides of someone. It's not that they will sit at home and see on some screen some war is happening. They will take part, because they are real Kshatriyas. So they have to take part either of the Pandava army or of the Kaurava army. So everyone was gathered, either from the Pandava side or from the Kaurava side. So all the Veeras, Tathev Chanye Naralok Veera, whoever Veera was present at that time on the planet, they all came there. Tathev Chanye Naralok Veera, Ya Ahave Krishna Mukharavindam. And they were able to see Krishna, Krishna's face. Netre Pibanto Nayana Abhiramam. From their eyes, they were drinking the beauty of the Supreme Lord, who was sitting on the chariot with the four white horses and Arjuna as the Gandivadhari and killing everyone. So they were able to see, like we heard many past times, like how in Vrindavan, whenever Krishna plays flute, all the items of Vrindavan change their nature. Rivers stop moving, mountains, they... So similarly was happening in Kurukshetra war also, that they were able to see, like in the prayers of Bhishma Dev, he mentions, such a ghastly war is happening, and Bhishma Dev is what is mentioning? Oh, what a beauty of Krishna, such curly hairs, and the blood which is coming from here, one sweat of that on his face is coming, and the wounds which have been created by me. What is this description on the war? Is it having a love affair on the war field? So Bhishma Dev is mentioning that. A pure devotee was able to realize this, but this was actually the case with every one of them. They were not knowing that they are getting liberated, but Krishna was liberating. Tathev cha ne naraloka veera ya ahave Krishna mukharavindam netre pibanto. They were drinking the beauty of Krishna from their eyes. We generally drink things from our mouth, but netre pibanto, they were drinking the beauty from eyes. Naina Abhiramam Parthastu Puta Padma Purasya. So Prabhupada and Acharya has mentioned that there were two-way purification was happening. Two-way purification. One was the beauty of Krishna by which they were getting attracted. Like if you keep standing there and praying, you will get purified. If you stand before Krishna, people just take selfies and go. That is a culture we have developed now. In the initial days when people were coming here and taking pictures, I was standing sometime there and telling them, "Arey, kam se kam Bhagwan ko peet to mat dikhao." But now it has become so common, how much security will stop them? Don't peet mat dikhao. Ab shastra mein likha hai ki you don't show your back to the Supreme Lord. Only cows can show. In Vrindavan, only cows would have to, like cows only show back to the Krishna. Otherwise, nobody shows back to the Krishna. To the Supreme. And it was a culture in India that people used to come like this and go like that only. Aisa piche piche mud ke jaate the, ki Bhagwan ko back na dikhaye. But now, as soon as they enter here, only they start selfie. They take starting selfie and back up. And somehow in India, people are developing big statues so that people can take selfies. People are developing Lord's face also like that so that selfies can be taken. But it was not the culture, Vedic culture, which was prevailing earlier. So, what I was saying, yeah. netre bhi band, two way purification was happening. When all the soldiers came, one way was the beauty of Krishna, by which they were getting purified. Second was arrows of Arjuna. They have to get liberated also, na? So after killing only they will get liberated. So one way was beauty of Krishna was purifying them. Another was Parthastuputa, Parth ke baan, the arrows of Arjuna. Parthastuputa Padma Apurasya. Padma Apurasya means the Supreme Lord. They were getting destination of the Supreme Lord. So many of the yogis and those who are sitting in the Himalayas, who are meditating, what is the verse of that Brahma Samhita, which says about Panthastu Koti Sampragamyo Vayu Rathapi Manaso Manupungavanam. So Vayu, matlab, they are practicing this yoga practice and Ashtang yoga for thousands of years. Actually, this was the process earlier. In Kali Yuga, you can't do that. It's not possible now. Krite yadhyayato Vishnu, tretayam yajate makhe, dvapari hari paricharyanam, kalo tad hari sankirtana. So it was possible before. You could have done this. Oh, recently, just now we are reading this chapter of Prachetas. Just see the life of Prachetas. Can you imagine nowadays practicing this life of Prachetas? Just hear me out this. First of all, on the order of their father, Prachini Varshit, they went for tapasya. Strong tapasya. And when they were doing tapasya, Lord Shiva comes and instructs them. Soon we will be celebrating Shivaratri and all the people. I recently came from Varanasi. Okay, I will tell. One person we met, he is a narcotics head. He is like catching those people who have drugs and all. Vimanyu Prabhu is laughing. We both went and met him. So, as soon as I heard that a person who is a narcotic head and staying in Varanasi, which is a place where a lot of intoxication happens. So I asked him, so many intoxication happens in this place of Lord Shiva. So you are a narcotic head. How you control them? So there, Prabhuji, yahan pe to sab jagah bas, kisi ke bag mein 5 gram hai, kisi ke bag mein 10 gram hai, har koi leke ghumta. To hum to pura din raid maarte hai bas idhar udhar. Maine kaha, but tell me one thing. Ye record hota hai kya? Thoda stop.